This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 133 people have died in flooding in western Germany, where water levels remained high in many areas. Houses continue to collapse in the country's worst natural disaster in half a century. Some 90 people have died in the Ahrweiler district south of Cologne, according to police estimates on Saturday. Hundreds of people are still missing. Around 700 residents were evacuated late on Friday after a dam broke in the town of Wassenberg. Over the past several days, the floods have mostly hit the states of Rhineland-Palatinate and North Rhine-Westphalia. They've cut off entire communities from power and communications. The flooding has also hit parts of Belgium and the Netherlands. At least 20 people have died in Belgium. The United States is experiencing a rise in COVID-19 cases and deaths. Experts say the increase is largely due to infections of the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus among unvaccinated people. Four states with low vaccination rates were responsible for 40% of last week's new cases, but officials say cases have risen in all 50 states. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said Friday that last week the U.S. had a daily average of 26,000 new cases. Both Walensky and U.S. President Joe Biden have called the latest trend a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And there's worry that Tokyo's Olympics could become a super spreader event after an unidentified person inside the Olympic Village tested positive for coronavirus. The person is reportedly not an athlete, but someone from abroad helping to organize the games. Kyoto News says there have been a total of 45 COVID infections announced by organizers since July 1st. VOA News. Afghanistan said Saturday the daughter of its ambassador to neighboring Pakistan was briefly abducted and tortured by unknown assailants. A foreign ministry statement issued in Kabul condemned the incident, saying the woman was on her way home in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, when she was taken captive for several hours by unknown individuals. The statement said the woman was placed under care at a hospital after being released. Kabul urged the Pakistani government to immediately identify and prosecute the perpetrators. It demanded full security and protection for Afghan diplomatic missions, along with their staff and their families. The ministry later said it summoned the Pakistani ambassador in Kabul and formally lodged a strong protest over the incident. Pakistan's foreign ministry said the police immediately launched an investigation into what it called this disturbing incident. It said law enforcement is trying to track down those responsible and bring them to justice. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi later this month in Washington, the White House said on Friday. The meeting set for July 26th comes at a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden also looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues to include joint efforts to ensure the enduring defeat of the Islamic State militant group. Pope Francis on Friday cracked down on the spread of the old Latin Mass. This reverses one of Pope Benedict's signature decisions and a major challenge to traditionalist Catholics. Francis reimposed restrictions on celebrating the Latin Mass that Benedict relaxed in 2007. Francis went on to further limit its use. The pontiff said he was acting because Benedict's reform had become a source of division in the church. And the International Olympic Committee on Saturday has backed New Zealand's selection of a transgender woman, a weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, for the Tokyo Olympics. She's set to become the first transgender athlete to compete at the Games, and she was selected for the New Zealand team in the women's super heavyweight category. The 43-year-old's inclusion has been divisive. Her supporters welcome the decision, of course. Critics question the fairness of transgender athletes competing against cisgender women. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.